Hello, Morongo Basin and listeners around the world online at Z1077FM.com. Here is the Z1077 local news for Tuesday, April 30th, 2024. After shots were reportedly heard in Wonder Valley, an out-of-state felon was arrested on suspicion of being in possession of a ghost gun and other weapon charges. On Sunday night at around 8:30 p.m., California Highway Patrol officers and San Bernardino County Sheriff's deputies responded to a report of shots fired around the 83,000 block of Amboy Road in Wonder Valley. After searching the area, deputies contacted Leo Oladimu, 53, who they said was in possession of a shotgun and ammunition. Deputies report that the shotgun was sawed off, that the shotgun's serial number had been modified, and that as a convicted felon, Oladimu is prohibited from possessing any firearm or ammunition. Leo Oladimu was arrested on suspicion of being a felon in possession of a firearm and ammunition, possession of a ghost gun, manufacturing of a short-barreled rifle, and booked into the West Valley Detention Center. He has been released on bail. Measures Y and Z. What do they really mean? Here is reporter Adeline J. Wells with a brief guide to these measures and how they impact your life in the high desert.
The world of funding measures can often be dry and overlooked. However, there are significant benefits to understanding the tax measures that may slightly impact the pocketbook, but can significantly impact our collective livelihood. For residents of Yucca Valley, these impactful measures are known as Measure Y and Measure Z. The lesser-known Measure Z is a local, half-cent tax measure through which funds are appropriated to reduce the costs of sewer assessment for residents. These funds are given to the High Desert Water District and are distributed equitably amongst property owners on their tax bills. Measure Z helps lower these costs by approximately 50% every year. Of the two measures, Measure Y is the one that is commonly heard around the Morongo Basin, from town council meetings to the news. This is a local, half-cent tax measure that provides funds to advance three specific goals: public safety, infrastructure, and quality of life. Some of these funds have gone to fund public works projects, such as the crack and slurry seal project to repair the roads. Measure Y funds have also helped fund programs at the senior center, such as chair yoga and karaoke, as well as staff positions at a local sheriff's department, including a detective and safety specialist. Recently, the Old Town Beautification and Sustainability Project has been made possible in part due to Measure Y funds. Despite each being anticipated to only earn $1.5 million, Measures Y and Z each garner roughly $2.8 million for the town each year. According to Dr. John Husing, nearly half of this revenue is paid for by non-residents thanks to local tourism. The measures have also provoked community input and engagement since their enactment. The Measure Revenue Oversight Commission was formed in 2021. Community members can apply to sit on the commission and have a say in fund distribution. There are also Measure Y partnership funds, which local nonprofits or service organizations can apply for to increase the quality of life for residents. According to Curtis Yakimau, the town manager for Yucca Valley, resident engagement is important for these measures to thrive.
We have an annual report that will be coming out in the near future on Measure Y and Z. You can always go to our website or take a look at the newsletter that will come out and find out more information and stay engaged. At the end of the day, that's what we need, is an engaged and an informed resident base to make the best decisions for this community.
Both measures were voted into existence in 2016 to expire in early 2027. The Revenue Oversight Commission has recommended that the town council consider reauthorization this year. Should that not occur, Yucca Valley residents can expect to see Measures Y and Z on the ballots again in November 2026. Reporting for Z1077, this is Adeline J. Wells.
A Morongo Unified School District school bus driver has been named School Bus Driver of the Year for his quick actions after a traffic collision in Yucca Valley. Ben Glazer, who drives with Student Transportation of America, has been named the Southern Region School Bus Driver of the Year for 2023 by the California Highway Patrol. Glazer was driving a bus full of 28 students away from La Contenta Middle School on August 24, 2023. While the bus was heading westbound on Onaga Trail, the CHP reports that a Nissan, driven by David Terry, a 53-year-old Yucca Valley resident, did not stop at a stop sign. The Nissan struck the right side of the school bus, and the bus was pushed off the road into a yard, colliding with another vehicle. One child on the bus suffered minor injuries and was taken by ambulance to a nearby hospital out of an abundance of caution. Morongo Unified School District Risk and Transportation Director Jack Salceda said that it was, quote, a miracle that all students were able to go home safely that day. The driver of the Nissan, David Terry, was taken to a nearby hospital for treatment for injuries. He was cited for his involvement in the collision and has since failed to appear in court for hearings related to the citation. Ben Glazer was recognized for his efforts in the incident as the driver of the year for all of Southern California by a panel including representatives from the California Highway Patrol, Department of Motor Vehicles, Department of Education, and California Association of School Transportation Officials. He was presented with an award at a ceremony on Friday. Glazer drives for the Student Transportation of America in Yucca Valley, serving students on the east end of the Morongo Unified School District. He received his California bus certificate from San Diego Unified School District in 2019 and drove for Chula Vista Elementary School in 2020. He came to the Morongo Unified School District in April of 2022. The 29 Palms Art Gallery launches their latest exhibition on May 4th. Arts and entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas has a look at this weekend's show.
The 29 Palms Art Gallery will host an art reception on Saturday, May 4th, to celebrate the May exhibition. The gallery will be open all day, and reception hospitality will be served on the gallery patio from 4 to 6 p.m. The public is invited to attend and meet the artist. Admission is free. Featured in the West Wing in May is Mojave Metal and Fiber by Morongo Basin artist Corinne Skiba, Kathy Klopfenstein, and Holly Ray Wind, three artists who create fine art but use methods that were historically considered craft techniques. The East Gallery features Yucca Valley artist Hiroko Momi's vibrant and harmonious abstract paintings and drawings titled My Journey to Freedom, Search for Self, utilizing painting as a medium to reach the deepest silent space of vast consciousness. The exhibition will be on display in the gallery May 3rd through 26th, open Friday through Sunday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. For more information, visit 29palmsartgallery.com. Reporting for Z1077, this is arts and entertainment reporter Charlie Thomas.
And finally, on Friday's Up Close Show, host Gary Dinyeau sat down to discuss all things recreation with Clayton Rarden and Jacob Kuzmerik of the Yucca Valley Recreation Department. Adeline J. Wells rejoins us with an update on the town's utility box program.
In 2022, the Yucca Valley Town Council adopted a public art policy to encourage beautification and engagement with art. Clayton Rarden of the Yucca Valley Recreation Department noted how public art has become more prevalent in town since then.
We've done a piece of art to enhance our Yucca Valley Film Festival, our fifth edition, last November. We have a new installation at the Yucca Valley Branch Library by Gubby Beck. It's a sculpture called Infinite Connection. And then we are in the process next week of installing utility box digital wraps.
The Utility Box program was created to help beautify blank spaces across Yucca Valley. After an initial call for artists, the designs were posted online for community review before the Parks, Recreation, and Cultural Commission selected final pieces that can soon be spotted all over town.
Chloe Allred has a couple of really cool paintings that have been converted into digital media to be wrapped onto boxes. Those will be near the Tesla chargers and grocery outlet. A couple boxes there. There's a fun graphic design by Julie Peasley. I believe that one's going over on the utility box by Panda Express and Taco Bell. Lots of really cool, bright colors, that's geometric nice shapes.
Nothing gives off a friendly vibe for a municipality than a little whimsy. And that's,
yeah.
That should be a lot of fun.
The digital wrap installation process on the utility boxes will begin this week to be finished in early May. You can listen to Gary's full conversation with Clayton Rarden and Kuba Kuzmerik by downloading the Up Close Show as a podcast. Reporting for Z1077, this is Adeline J. Wells.
That's our local news. Hear local news 7 times a day, 7 days a week at 7, 8, 9, noon, 4, 5, and 6. If you hear news happening, let us know about it. Email us at tips@z1077fm.com. Reporting for the Morongo Basin News Leader, the award-winning Z1077 Local News, I'm Jeff Harmatz.